And now this is a dictation for Roy, R-O-Y, Herren, H-E-R-R-E-N. August 21, 1949, addressed as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 4665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. Herring with a kidney pancreas transplant, last visit in October. Underlying hypertension. Sleep apnea, the not tolerated CPAP machine, was causing significant congestion, dry mouth, and unable to sleep. That was discontinued. University of Michigan added lisinopril for kidney protection and blood pressure proteinuria. He remains on his transplant medications, including prednisone, Tacro, and Myfortic MYFORTIC. He denies any nausea, vomiting, bleeding in the stools, no kidney transplant infection, cloudiness of blood. He has prior procedure for lower extremity peripheral vascular disease, but presently no open ulcers or claudication symptoms. He denies chest pain palpitation or dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review of medications as indicated above, also on prophylaxis with Bactrim. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, blood pressure 133/65, alert oriented by 3, normal speech. Full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistries. Last one in February, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline. There was an isolated 1.4 before that, but no explanation. Anemia 11.4, a normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte, acid base, calcium, albumin, normal phosphorus. Tacro at 4.4, our goal is 4 to 8. PTH not elevated, vitamin D 25 at 45. Normal TSH, no activity in the urine, blood protein or cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney and pancreas transplant 2008. Next number, back to diabetes medication 2018. Next number, kidney function is stable, CKD is stage 3. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled, back on lisinopril. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressants, tacrolimus therapeutic in the low side. Next number, sleep apnea, did not tolerate the CPAP machine. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, bilateral atherectomy, presently not symptomatic. Next number, prior right-sided toe osteomyelitis, not active. Next paragraph, mild degree of anemia with microcytosis, M-I-C-R-O, microcytosis. No external bleeding, not symptomatic, monitor over time. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.